Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Our Christmas countdown guest is Johan van der Vleer. He's the Associate Director of Christ in Youth in Ireland. Tell us a bit about a Christmas memory from your childhood.
Christmas memory? Well, probably ham sandwiches. I think we're always the day after
the St. Stephen's Day ham sandwiches, yeah.
Ham sandwiches and having to beat my brother and my dad to the ham sandwiches, whether it be early in the morning or late at night, even start on Christmas Day in the night after all the meals. So that'll probably be up there.
Yeah, I love the Christmas Day leftover sandwiches too. What about a highlight for you from 2020, Johan?
Highlight from 2020? Well, I think, you know, amidst all the COVID stuff and people not being able to connect, I think one highlight for me and for us in our organisation was being able to connect with people. Even I know I kind of complained a bit about Zoom, but actually the Zoom platform, the different online things, actually we were able to reach quite a lot of people throughout the country and connect with people we might not normally get to do. You know, where a coffee or a meeting at an event or something would be the normal circumstance to meet, now we were able to jump on a call and start connecting people all around the island. So that was really, I suppose that's a highlight for us, is actually greater connections, even in the midst of all this lockdown and stuff. So I think that's been one of my highlights.
Yeah, that is one of the benefits, isn't it? You have people from all across the country that, as you say, been able to connect up that ordinarily wouldn't be able to travel for these chats and these meetings. What about a low light of 2020 then, Johan?
Well, I think, yeah, probably be a few. Obviously, with COVID, I think disrupting all the plans, but I think for us, one of the big ones was not being able to do our summer event called Move in Clongowes. We were really looking forward to it. There's going to be a good number of people there, but so having to cancel that, I suppose, is the low light. And then just even, you know, like not being able to be around friends and family as much, I think would have been the big thing.
And has it been hard? Because obviously, as you say, Johan, you're an events-based organisation. That's how you connect up with young people and share faith. And the irony is, it's at a time when young people need faith and they need God the most because they're struggling.
Yeah, they are. I think, like, we're all struggling. And young people, I think, just even the disconnect between the generations and not knowing how to communicate that faith with each other, I think is a really key thing that we need to look at more. So for us, what we've been really trying to focus on doing is, you know, while we can't get as much contact with young people at the moment, we can get a lot of contact with actual youth workers, community workers and parents. So we've been really trying to encourage them on their walk with, I suppose, presenting faith to the young people and showing them that actually Jesus wants to be a part of their life every day. And, you know, in the midst of the uncertainty that a lot of teenagers have in these times, you know, whether it be with school, with looking towards the future, or even not even sure what the next day is going to look like, you know, in day-to-day life, I think it's so important that we show them that they can invite Jesus into that. So I know for us, we've having a conversation with a counselor the other day, and there's the mental health issues are going through the roof for 13 to 19 year olds, and it's not really being talked about in the media, and I think it's an issue that we need to be very aware of, but also know that I think there's so much hope for it, and in the midst of that, we're actually simple conversations and simple engagement can actually bring so much hope to these young people.
And being aware of that, so we're extra, you know, conscious of that, as you say, in our conversations. What about hope, Johan? What do you have in terms of 2021? Have you got some hopes for us?
Yeah, I do. I think, like, you know, if we look at, I suppose, the benefits of what COVID has brought, I people might be like, I don't know what benefits would have brought, but when I kind of look at it from my point of view, I see people connecting in Ireland in a way that maybe they haven't connected before in years. You know, really looking out for each other community-wise, it almost seems like a little bit of a going back to the old days, you know, where everyone looking out for each other. And I think, you know, as we become more of a, you know, more modernized society, I think that kind of stuff can slip away easier. We become a little bit more individualistic. So for me, I think that a big hope is that actually, whether it be in church or, you know, in the communities, if it's in your housing estate or in your school or sports teams, wherever, that actually people would continue to invest in looking out for each other and in that community aspect. So I think that is the thing that, I suppose when you pair everything back, it's the thing that we miss the most, you know, and the thing that we've been denied a lot. But I think people have found ways to create community and to look out for each other. So for me, that would be a huge hope, that actually I think God wants to show us that there's so much possibility for that and for a greater future in the year to come.
Yeah, and focusing on that is such a good thing. What about a suggestion you might have for listeners, something to do or to buy, something you'd recommend this Christmas?
Well, I don't know. Don't have a lot of people want to hear me encouraging to spend more money. So I don't know if I have anything in terms to buy, but I think to do, I think one thing that, you know, we're always talking about looking out for each other in Christmas. But for me, I think one thing that's been important is just if someone comes to mind, you know, someone just happens to come to mind or something, instead of like just delaying getting in touch with them, just do it straight away and just send them a text, reach out to them. I think especially this Christmas where there's a lot more tension around how to navigate, you know, meeting with family with all the restrictions and trying to be safe and healthy and all that kind of stuff. I think there'll be a lot of people that could be left to kind of fall through the cracks, even people you might not expect it. So I just suggest, you know, over Christmas, if someone comes to mind, you're thinking of them, just send them a text and say, hey, look, thinking of you, and just engage and connect. I think it'll mean the world to them.
Yeah, don't put it on the long finger. I just act on it straight away. The minute that person pops into your head, it's a really good idea. How are you going to be celebrating Christmas this year, Johan?
Not 100% sure, but probably keep it pretty simple. Keep family around, try to stay safe with us. I think church will be going ahead, so I'll probably do the Christmas carol service down in Wicklow here. I think there's a drive-in Christmas carol service at this huge big kind of barn place that we might go along to. We'll see what that looks like, so that could be fun. Other than that, I think it's just going to be simple, same as with family and friends.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.